Right now, the observation deck with Gordo brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Super Center.
Okay, now all of a sudden I just had a deja vu that I did this story yesterday, so you tell me what I did.
Okay.
We bag on AI, but AI makes life better in some ways, a lot of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Meta patented a system that will analyze your past data, your messages, your voice messages, everything. Meta's Google, so they have everything on us, right?
Yeah.
They know our inner thoughts. And keep posting on your account after you died. You can flip the switch and say, you know, I still want to have a social media presence after I'm gone. That may comfort my family and friends and also keep my brand alive. So now their AI can do it. They say they have no plans to implement this, but they filed a patent for it.
Okay.
For this technology.
But no plans.
No plans. No. We really don't even know why we filed the patent. It was just, we were drunk. We slipped on in the shampoo bottle of patenting, went inside us. We have no idea how it happened. But this is part of a whole suite of grief tech, as they're calling it, that is an ethical minefield about consent. I mean, I guess you can consent before you die that you want this to be done. But then it seems like people who see all your posts and interact with them, they ought to know that this is dead ghost AI George Dunham and not real George Dunham.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, you look like you got an ice cream headache.
Well, I do. And just what happens now when someone passes, what happens to their Facebook or their X account? Someone has to go in their forum, and or do they have to notify and say, hey,
yeah,
relative passed?
Yes, there's some mechanism that you can go in and an account becomes a legacy account, and it then switches to, instead of your name, John Groom.
John Groom.
Okay.
What?
It will say, remembering John Groom. But it's his Facebook page, too.
Okay, we don't even want that as a family. We just want them.
You just want it all gone?
Yeah, they're gone now, so.
So I follow a few people that have passed.
And passed people?
Some of their accounts are still active, and they are posting.
What?
I always assumed it was the wife who just knew the password and took over the husband's account.
Mm-hmm.
He was a famous person, and she keeps posting, you know, for causes that he believed in or whatever.
Right.
So I think that happens, too.
Although, if you can just call up after someone's death, and you're legally married to them, right? You're their spouse. And you get access to their Facebook. Is that something most people really want to do? Like,
the person who's passed or the person who now has access?
Well, kind of both, because don't you think they would go through that Facebook and there's probably might going to be something in there that could be a minefield for
right.
you psychologically?
Yeah, it could be.
My husband was posting what? On what site?
And he was messaging with that? Sending rooster
yeah.
shots? And
it might actually expose a side of your spouse
yeah.
that you had no idea existed.
Right. Right.
So you may not want that.
So I wonder if Facebook, if there's a setting on there that where you can say, okay, if I die and a family member takes over my account, make sure you wipe the DMs. Just
yeah.
just wipe out that message box. We don't want that.
My posting history. Wipe
yeah.
that out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm speaking as a guy who is still, to this day, locked out of my Facebook account. And it's been,
you know,
like
what?
3 years now.
That's a good thing.
I know.
Do not fix that. That is a good
yeah,
thing.
Stay off it.
Why do you say that?
Because
you don't need it.
Let me put it this way. Has anybody in the history of the world ever scrolled Facebook or scrolled Instagram for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour and afterwards said, man, that was great?
I feel so accomplished.
That made me feel great. That was so much fun. No, Everybody who does that ends up feeling awful. They feel bad about themselves.
You get the tech blues. Yeah. That kind of feeling of, I just wasted time.
No one
online.
Ever finishes a scrolling session and thinks, that was awesome. Yeah, I loved that.
You feel so full of empty digital calories.
So that should tell us all something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that Facebook has destroyed a lot of relationships, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what my old high school boyfriend's up to. I just check him out here and, you know, just exchange messages. It really went well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like bad news. But anyway, you can still exist after you're dead through the new technology being developed right now.
I guess I could set it up where if I left before you guys, I could promote the show from the grave. And
yeah, there you go.
And it'll
hey, they got Skip Schumacher on today. Tune in.
And it'll be even...
Baseball?
I would have asked him this.
Even more advanced, you could maybe choose some personality traits. So you could, like, up the aggression on your post, maybe.
Yeah.
So you'd be a little bit less like regular George Dunham. And,
yeah.
But you're firing off all sorts of hot sports opinions. You get the biggest Facebook account in the nation because you're so controversial.
I know the show's not as good anymore because I'm dead. But, hey, tune in today.
All right, mark all that. We're going to need all that. That's great. But yeah, remember the deepfakes that came out? Was it last year? Somebody they showed MLK doing a bunch of stuff that MLK didn't do. And there were Robin Williams routines going around. And his daughter had to come out and say, please stop sending me deepfakes. They're not comforting.
God.
To see my dead father doing stuff that he didn't do.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like MLK riding a unicycle and just a bunch. Okay,
you
now
sure
you're
about
laughing.
That?
Well, no, that's a placeholder okay. for just scenarios in which he wasn't involved in. And then now we get this good news as AI. See, I'm trying to be positive about AI.
Okay.
So that first story was positive. This one's also positive. That the inventor of the suicide pod now says that he has developed a Dutch suicide pod for two people so that couples can do this together. This is in Switzerland, I think, is where the sarcopod is located.
So this is a little bit like the prayer pod on Righteous Gemstones that didn't sell very well?
Yes.
I don't think this is going to sell very well either.
Well, you only buy it once.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. No, actually, you just rent time in it, which is a little bit weird to know you're climbing in the suicide pod that other people may have used.
It's really weird.
I know, but they go and they set it like on that beautiful cliffside where you can overlook the water and everything before you hit the go button, before you hit the launch button. But it is infused now, the inventor says, with AI that is used to interview you before to make sure you're mentally competent. You have to go through a 5-minute quiz or test, and there's an avatar that pops up on the screen that's the avatar for AI, and it gives you a psychological evaluation to make sure you're of sound mind before it will flood the chamber with oxygen and kill you and the person of your choosing.
Golly,
man.
It's romantic.
It's not romantic.
Well, he said that there were a lot of couples who had written him asking for this, said, hey, is there any way you can build a couple's pod because we want to die in each other's arms?
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. It's very romantic.
The most
Giorgio.
Romantic story of all time.
Some would call it a tragedy.
Romeo and Juliet, yeah, because
they killed
themselves based on some misunderstanding. Yeah, I forget what it was.
Still, it was beautiful.
But yes, indeed. I mean, think about it. We always say Romeo and Juliet when that's shorthand for extreme romance.
Right.
So maybe that's what he ought to call this, the Romeo and Juliet pod.
No.
Or is that insensitive?
Someone
that's heteronormative. You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's a tricky issue, isn't it? Because there are some people, it's like you see that they're living in absolute suffering, and they've made the decision, and I think you can make that decision and it's not just crazy, you know, to that your time on this earth you feel is has come to an end, and you want a little bit less painful of a way out than the slow degenerative drain on your family's emotions, their finances, your emotions, and so it's a tricky issue.
Yes, it is, but I guess I'm just picturing the two 35-year-olds that are they've listened to too many Smith songs and they want to end it all.
You don't have to attack one of my favorite bands.
They can't deal with this world anymore, and they want to get in the pod together. That's messed up.
Yeah, they just need to not put these pods in like downtown nightlife districts, because you get a lot of people hopping in them at 3:30 going, oh, I regret everything. I can't go back home to my wife and confess what I did tonight. Just frantically hit and go over and over again. it's a very, very serious issue. But what they ought to do, my idea, is to weed out the people who may not be ready for to finally meet Chris in heaven is they need to like put some games on that screen in there, and the people who get really distracted playing Tetris for a while first, those people are probably not ready to fully go yet. They still can enjoy some things in life, so if you, and I don't know what the threshold is, but if you play over 17 and a half minutes of Miss Pac-Man, then it shuts down the nitrogen canisters.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to die.
It's like the whatever they call that thing that you have to blow into before you can drive a car.
Yeah.
Just we're weeding out the interlock. People that should be here and shouldn't.
And I wonder if the guy has a massage function in these reclining chairs that are in this pod. You think or did he cut corners there saying, well, you know, not going to be in the chair that long, so
why make it comfortable?
Yeah. Spent money elsewhere. Spent the money on cool graphics on the outside.
Ooh, maybe at 8:40 today, the maker of the suicide pod.
I don't want to talk about that again.
So there you go. AI making the world a better place.